It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. The son of civil rights leader Ralph David Abernathy Jr. has died. Ralph David Abernathy III served as a Georgia state senator and was known for his own role in working toward racial equality. His most recent work involved efforts to build a memorial for activist icons like John Lewis, Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, his wife Coretta, and his own parents. In an interview, Ralph David Abernathy III described what happened the day Dr. King was killed.
My father was out on the balcony waiting for whom I affectionately call Uncle Martin. And he came out on the balcony and my father smelled his Aramis cologne. And he said, "Martin, I forgot to put my Aramis on." And Uncle Martin said, "Well, Ralph, I'll be out here on the balcony waiting on you." And when my father went back into the bedroom in the bathroom to put the cologne in his hands, he heard the firecracker shots and immediately thought about Uncle Martin.
Abernathy said on the way to the hospital, his dad was one of only two people allowed to travel with King in the ambulance.
He refused to leave the operating room. And at some point in time, the doctors came over and said, "Dr. Abernathy, there's no more we can do for him." And my father went over and cradled him in his arms. And he took his last breath in my father's arms.
Abernathy described his father's dedication to the civil rights movement and said it had a lasting effect on his life. He recalls taking part in the Poor People's Campaign in 1968 that traveled across the country and went through Douglasville, Georgia. Police arrested those who were part of that campaign, and Abernathy said the demonstration paved the way for his life's work.
And so I understood that what we were doing was powerful. I had no idea at the time how significant it was, but I grew into its significance. And those are the things that made an impact on my life and have, and I understand now why my sister was a little envious of me, because it was true that this was my baptismal.
As a political leader in Georgia, Abernathy III leaves an impaired legacy behind. He was convicted on 35 felony charges related to false reimbursement requests to the legislature in 1998. The Democrat served about a year of a four-year prison sentence. But today, many have spoken out about the positive ways he performed as a public servant. Georgia Congressman John Lewis released a statement last night. In it, Lewis says he honored his father's accomplishments and contributions to the civil rights struggle and passionately strived to ensure that they would never be forgotten. Ralph David Abernathy III died yesterday. Tomorrow would have been his 57th birthday.